Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We received another note from Curtis Rand on the investigations of abuse charges in Salisbury. And the note said this: through its counsel, the town of Salisbury has retained independent investigators to investigate the allegations concerning Mr. Arthur Wilkinson. Those investigators are Thomas Murphy and James Healy of Cowdery and Murphy LLC of Hartford. The town's in the process of determining locations for investigators to be available to speak to people who wish to speak to them. They'll be announcing that information soon, and at the same time, we'll provide information on how to contact the investigators to arrange to speak to them. That from Curtis Rand yesterday. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has scheduled flu clinics for the following locations for flu vaccines coming up today at Gear Village from 10 to 11 this morning. The Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association office in Salisbury tomorrow, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and 31st from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Sharon Pharmacy October 9th from 10:30 until 12:30. Falls Village Senior Center October 18th from 10:30 to 11:30. Great Barrington Mobile Food Bank, located behind the CHP Health Center at 444 Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington, is open the first Tuesday of every month from noon till 1 p.m. There are no eligibility requirements to receive food. Recipients should bring boxes or bags. Anybody in need of assistance can attend. It's a good idea to arrive 10 to 15 minutes prior to distribution time or when the initial line subsides. Women's Support Services invites you to attend their annual community vigil, which will be held on the Cornwall Town Green this evening at 6 p.m. The annual event provides everybody an opportunity to come together to remember those who've lost their lives to domestic violence and to take a stand against violence in the Northwest Corner. The mission of Women's Support Services is to create a community free of domestic violence and abuse, believing that domestic violence affects everyone, and when everybody responds to those in need, you not only help them transform their lives, but contribute towards a stronger and safer community for everybody. The Dover Twirlers, open to all children pre-K through 12, hold classes on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Wingdale Elementary School Gymnasium. Registration is Thursday, October 4th, 6 to 7:30 at Wingdale, and classes begin on October the 18th. Sharon Parks and Recreation has their regular meeting coming October 4th. That will be at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Salisbury Fall Festival is back once again this year, October 5th, 6th, and 7th throughout Salisbury. SalisburyFallFestival.org for more information. Now, the Pine Plains FFA Ag Fair is back again this weekend, October 5th and 6th at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School, with activities on Friday and Saturday. A reminder that also coming up is their, of course, roast beef dinner, which is always a sellout. Anthony Nordoff is October's Artist of the Month at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street in Sheffield. You can check out the latest paintings. A reception will take place October 5th from 5 till 7 p.m. More information at 413-229-7004. Trinity Gallery, Lime Rock, their annual Columbus Day Juried Art Show. The opening reception is Friday, October 5th, 5 till 7 p.m. The show dates are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Columbus Day, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, and Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th, noon until 4 p.m. A brass band concert will be held at Dewey Hall, 91 Main Street in Sheffield on Friday. Doors open at 7. The concert starts at 7:30. Admission, $20 at the door. Advance tickets are available. Refreshments will be offered. More information is available at 413-429-1176. Salisbury Fall Festival 5K Road Race is Saturday. Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, 8 a.m. registration for the 5K race. Parking available. The entry fee and donations accepted for the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, 9 a.m. The race starts at Salisbury Ski Jump and runs along the rail trail. Berkshire Botanical Gardens Annual Harvest Festival, an iconic Berkshire event, now in its 84th year, is scheduled on Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th, from 10 till 5 at the Gardens, located at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. BerkshireBotanical.org for more information. On Saturday, October 6th, the Canaan VFW Post 6851 has Oktoberfest. German fare served 12 to 2. German beer on tap. German music from 12 to 2 by Paul Ramuni with his accordion. Then the Chris Tofield Band from 2 to 6. That's blues. Tickets are $20 per person. The first 200 tickets include a commemorative beer stein. Fall for Art Community Day is in Millerton, New York on October 6th from 4 till 8 p.m. with the main attraction with artists exhibiting throughout the town. For more information, fallforart.com on the web. Now at the Railroad Plaza and Main Street from 10 till 2, visitors can enjoy vendors, art giveaways, live music, and student performances. The Northeast Community Center at 51 South Center Street is hosting a Hispanic Heritage Festival and also a health screening van. The Music Cellar at 14 Main Street is hosting an outdoor lounge and party with Captain Minx and more from 4 until 9 p.m. Lakeville Host Company, 4 Brook Street in Lakeville, on Saturday from 5 till 8 p.m., their prime rib dinner with mashed potatoes, vegetable dinner roll, coffee, iced tea or tea, eat-in or take-out. For large orders, call 860-435-9981 on Saturday. $16 for adults, $14 for seniors, $8 for children 12 and under. The Grange Harvest Dinner is happening at the Copaic Grange October 6, 5:30 till 7:30. $15 includes local soups, butternut squash and hearty vegetables, salad bar, roast beefs, seasonable vegetables, potatoes, and a dessert table. For email reservations, copaicgrange@gmail.com. Sharon Audubon is hosting a paint and sip session October 6 from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road. Participants will learn to paint the center's newest resident, Barred Owl, on a 16 by 20 inch canvas as the owl poses live. Now, more information is available. All painting materials, snacks, and donation include in the $38. Participants must provide their own drinks to sip. Pre-registration is required at 413-205-8346. For more information, contact Audubon at 860-364-0520. Now in Pine Plains, the community is invited to enjoy free fireworks display on Saturday at dusk between 7 and 8 p.m. at the Town of Pine Plains Ball Fields located at the corner of Lake and Beach Roads. The event is sponsored by the Pine Plains Recreation Department. Fall into each other's arms at the Cornwall Community Contra Dance on Saturday at the Cornwall Town Hall. Dancing begins at 7 with old-time music by Still the Homegrown Band, Fabulous Calling by David Kaner. All dances taught, no partner is necessary. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service, 8 Under Mountain Road, Route 41 across from the White Hart on Sunday, has their famous 7:30 until 11:30 pancake breakfast, which includes pancakes, pure local maple syrup, country sausage, eggs, orange juice, coffee, tea, hot cocoa, and milk. $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under. The Lakeville Pet Parade will be held at Community Field in Lakeville on Sunday at 11:30. Bring your pet with or without costume. Now, pets must have legs, no fish or snakes, and must be on leashes at all times. The parade will make a 3/10 mile loop through Lakeville. Prizes and photos for everybody. For more information, contact Pet Parade, Salisbury Community Dog Park, the Ultimate Dog Spa Boutique, Black Rabbit, or Tri-State Chamber of Commerce at 860-248-5585 or 480-399-4998. Salisbury Wooded Sports Association presents from 1 to 4 on Sunday at the Ski Jumps, the 9th Annual Brewski Fest. Sample over 150 beers and ciders from 38 breweries while listening to live music from Steve Dunn. Rats, Burgers, and Dogs for sale by the Sunday of the Country Food Drive. Tickets are available in advance at State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan or 860-824-7295. They're also available at the door. For more information, jumpfest.org or brewskifest.com. The 3rd Annual Blessing of the Animals Dog Show and Pet Tricks will be October 7th at 1 p.m. Christchurch Episcopal 9 South Main Street in Sharon. The Blessing of Animals will take place at the church and the Pet Memorial Garden and then proceed to the front lawn for the Dog and Pet Show. Local clergy will bless the animals. All four-legged creatures, great and small, must be leashed or caged. Pets will be presented in a ring and be judged in many categories. Registration at ChristchurchSharon.org or at 860-364-5260. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 192.90 yesterday. 26,651.21 is where it stands. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8,037.30 and the S&P 500 at 2,924.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.